Welcome to another episode of Just Your Regular Podcast, and I'm your host, Prince. My home was unseen as the Dark Continent. Was it for its people, its way of life? Why even call a place dark? But that's a story for another day. Some few centuries ago, we were shipped through the Atlantic Ocean into the New World to work on plantations. But even after the abolition of slave trade, we still don't feel free enough. Racism is on the high, and also not forgetting modern day slavery. But enough of the talk about Africans living outside the continent. What is it like living in a continent blessed with natural resources, beautiful lands, a range of wildlife, and also manpower? Yeah, I had to stay manpower because we needed that when we built the new world. Back home, my worries is what I'll eat this morning. As the saying goes, no food for a lazy man. I ain't no lazy man, but I got no work to prove otherwise. And why is that? Is it because corruption is on the rise, or our so-called leaders don't give a fuck about us? Think about it. Why not fix our health sector so that we can get treated here when ill, than rather travel to Europe or America to get treatment? Or why not invest in the nation than stealing from the nation just to enrich themselves? Africa is blessed. Africans are geniuses. You want to doubt that? Look at the world. Africans are contributing in technology, scientific advancements, or even sports. But it's strange they had to do this for other countries that are not African nations. Just because they are not given the opportunity to do that here in Africa. But one will ask why? I think the answer is obvious. Opportunities to be great is limited. Wait, scratch that. Opportunities to make a regular living is limited. For what it's worth, we hardly even have opportunities. I read a tweet recently about saving as a working class. And this person in this tweet made a compelling point about the fact we advise people to save. But how would someone who barely has enough money to cater for their needs save? How can I save when my salary or wages isn't enough to stock food supplies? The system out here isn't built to make one successful. It's more inclined to leave you oppressed. We have leaders still holding on to power for more than 30 years without the people he's meant to serve seeing progress or better way of life or even growth. The use of he was actually intentional because with the talk of empowering women, we don't see enough. A lot of people are still of the view that women can be in places of power. And that's another story for another episode. But from the horns of Africa to the castles in West Africa, to the pyramids in North Africa, and Mandela, South Africa, there is no doubt, like no ounce of doubt, that modern day civilization was first discovered in Africa. But the big question is, how has our growth been since then? Life isn't all bad here, I would say. The food are great, like the food is something that's out of this world. We definitely make the best meals. The culture is fantastic. Our culture is our way of life. And we are superstitious, like really superstitious and quite religious. We pray a lot about things we should actually take actions against. I would say let the action go along with the prayers. And we don't live in mud houses. Probably some few people in the villages still do, but we definitely don't live on trees. Nightlife is beautiful and the music is, whoa, it's spiritual. It's wonderful how music have grown all through the years. How we have moved from just contemporary traditional music to high life, Afrobeat, and even Afrofusion. We also cannot dispute the fact that every country in this vast continent has its own sound. We have the Zulu sound from South Africa, high life from Ghana, and Fuji from Nigeria, just to mention a few. I remember introducing African music to a friend who isn't African, and I remember how reluctant he was to listen. But after some persuasion, and I may or may have not added a few to his playlist. You can't fault me for that. He was hooked to it. He felt captivated by the music, and we ended up having discussions about how nice the beats were and also the vocals. I had to explain some of the lyrics to him, but he was also shocked at the fact he could love a song without understanding what's been said. And that's it. African musicians have perfected the art of communicating to people of different race or language without compromising on their own language or their culture or even sound. You could even say their way of life. Music does live in the heart of every African, I would say. It lives in my heart, and I'm sure it does live in yours too. I remember listening to Jamie Foxx recently on the Soul podcast, and he said music is international, and how people don't have to know the language but actually feel the spirit of the music. I would agree to that, and I think African music is more spiritual and African artists are more spiritual because we have learned or we've perfected the act of communicating to the world in general without they or without them even understanding our language, but they could actually feel the soul in the music or the spirit in the music. Over here, we work twice as hard just to make enough money so we can leave this continent. I wish it was different. I really wish it was different. I wish we could invest more in Africa. I wish we could invest more in this continent. But let's take a look at the pandemic, for example. It amazes me the fact that a vast continent with around 53 countries or 53 nations are waiting for Europeans or Americans to actually develop the vaccine and import for us to use. How is that possible? What's wrong? Why are we not investing more in this continent? I really wish we could invest and not give up on it or not give up on this continent. Because like the saying goes, there is no place like home. I mean, over here, work twice as hard just for daily bread. But I move to ask, what's the African dream? Or what does it mean to be an African? To me, being an African goes beyond having a dark skin or, like most people like to be referred to these days, a melanin skin. It involves not giving up on our dreams. It involves not giving up on your dream, even when the system is built for you to fail, or not being given a fair chance or an equal chance to succeed just because of your skin color. I said a few minutes ago, being African goes beyond the skin color, but does it really? We get judged because of our skin color and even stereotyped. My African dream is to change the world from my little corner. What is yours? And I really do hope and I really do wish you have an African dream. I am from a continent where we don't give up on our dreams. I am from a generation that believes we can make Africa great.
In the sense that what I'm trying to say is that there was a time when we saw the white man, our colonial powers, as our enemies. But I think, no, not that I think, something that is worse than an enemy is a traitor. Yes. And when we won our freedom, some of our countries were led by some of the most noble nationalists, you know, of our time. But at the same time, with the passage of time, some of them became treacherous and rather betrayed our aspirations. In effect, what I'm trying to say is that as bad as an enemy can be, I think something worse than an enemy is a traitor. We ended up evolving in the process of trying to modernize. We ended up being westernized to the point where, as I sit here before you, when I wanted to even name my children African names, heroic names, I'm a Catholic. The Catholic Church, or some, that character, you know, back at home, said, no, I cannot. They'll have to be Catholic names. I mean, those Catholic names are European names. I went through an argument with this priest, and I said, listen, I have a right to my identity. Don't take away my identity. Okay? I mean, Christianize me if you may. but don't westernize me.